Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. Let me remind you, especially those who are hearing us today for the first time, that this is our investigation of the Veritas Forum. This is the Truth Forum, which was led by two opposite groups. One is a Muslim Jihad organization, which is the MSA, Muslim Student Association. And Imam Omar Sleeman is the one who is speaking on their behalf. The other is Career, which is a Christian organization that exists all over our universities in America and around the world, which used to be Campus Crusades for Christ. Now, Pastor J.D. Greer is speaking on their behalf. We got a moderator by the name Pastor Kevin Singer, who is leading this dialogue by asking different questions. And so far from hearing him, I do not know if he has any clue what Islam is all about, because I believe he is just simply repeating the questions of Imam Omar to him in this forum. And that is very, very dangerous. If you do not know what you're doing, you most likely are hurting yourself. When it comes to Muslim-Christian dialogue, I do not advise anyone to carry dialogue or to ask questions to make up a dialogue unless you know Islam very well. In our last program, Imam Omar Sleeman made the following statement.
But, I think the point is that we need to have those conversations. We need, Christians in particular need to think broader in terms of what their does your notion of religious freedom include Orthodox Jews, Muslims, black churches, Hispanic Catholics? Does it include those that are also racialized and that are often put on the opposite side of some of the politics that come out of the far right?
As I shared with you in our last broadcast, these words were chosen carefully with great deception. For Imam Omar Sleeman is not talking about the true relationship between Christians, born-again Christians in America, and others like Jewish or black churches or Spanish who are Catholic or any other religion. He actually wanted the Christians of America to add the Muslims to the group. So if you really want to fight for religious freedom, you need to get rid of the politics which come out of the far right. You know what is far right? That is the fundamental Christians. That is a conservative Christian. That is the narrow way. Imam Omar Sleeman wants us to be in the wide road, which Jesus talked about in the scripture, and he said it lead to destruction, it lead to hell. He does not want us to be in the narrow road, which is only Christian can make it to heaven, only born-again Christian can be saved. We should not have fellowship with others than born-again Christians, to the wide road, which let us all be united with everybody else. And sadly, Pastor J.D. Greer took the hook, as any fish will eat a worm, not realizing that in that worm, there is a big hook, which will lead to the death of the fish. Yes, indeed, that's exactly what happened. How do you know that, Brother Usama? Well, let us listen to how Pastor J.D. Greer responds to the deceptive words of Imam Omar Sleeman. That is when he said...
Yeah, so, at the beginning, you referred to the parable that Jesus told the Good Samaritan. And one of the characteristics of that parable was that it was somebody who was very different. The Samaritan and the Jew had different ethnicities. They had different religions. They were considered societally enemies. And one of the things that Jesus was teaching through that is the test of virtue and love is not how fervently you fight for your own rights or the rights of people that are like you, but will you give that same amount of devotion and care to people that are not like you? And so, yes, I'm grateful for those that are fighting for, Christian rights, so to speak, in the public square. But, that's just self-protection. That's all that is. That's self-interest. Everybody does that. Really what Christ-like like service is when Omar feels like that I am fighting for the blessing and the rights of his family and his rights as much as I would my own. Because that's, you know, that would be what we believe that Jesus did. You know, and I think that that's an area that Christians retreat into self-interest rather than Christ-like servanthood.
This is what I call mixing fruit and vegetables together. Mixing watermelon and potatoes together. No, that's not how we understand the scripture. When we talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan, as I said before, I repeat again today, we need to go back to the Bible to read about how the question was given to Jesus, why the question was given to Jesus, how Jesus answered the question in that setting. Jesus was not talking about the Good Samaritan to be a man who have a fellowship and have an interfaith meeting with a certain man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. He's talking about Samaritan and Jews. And notice here, in the context of the parable which Jesus taught us, that the man whom the Good Samaritan reached out to help was not somebody who was sitting in a church setting in a chair next to the Good Samaritan. He was a man between life and death. He was about to die. As the priest and Levi went by, they did not offer any help. But when the Samaritan came, he helped. He did not know him from Adam. He did not even know his name. He fixed his wound. He put oil and wine on it, which was the first aid at Jesus' time. And he carried him on his donkey to the nearest hotel. And he gave the owner 2 denarii. And he told him, take care of him. And when I come back, I will repay you all your expenses. This is the biblical parable. The parable about helping people who are in need. As Jesus taught us to love our enemies and give them food when they're hungry. A drink when they're thirsty. We bless them when they curse us. Because that's how the Father in heaven treats all of us. That's how Christians are to live with everyone, even our enemies. But this has nothing to do with carrying a dialogue, having an interfaith meeting, holding hands with the Antichrist. This is not the parable for such action Pastor J.D. Greer is taking in this dialogue. This dialogue is the opposite of the teaching of the Bible. Why do I say that? Because the same Jesus who taught us this great parable, by the power of the Holy Spirit, also wrote to us that we should not be in a wide road to unite with everybody out there, especially those who are known by the scripture to be Antichrist. If you go with me to 2 John, verses 7 to 11, we learn from the Apostle John that such people, like Imam Omar Sleiman, are known to be Antichrist. Why? Because you do not believe in the Father and because you do not believe in the Son. If Omar Sleiman come to me and said to me, Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be upon you, I will not say wa alaikum assalam. I will not say and peace be upon you too, because there is no peace for Muslims who are not in Christ. Unless they confess their sin, leaving the savage cult of Islam and become a Christian. But that's not Imam Omar Sleiman. He's not seeking the truth. Imam Omar Sleiman here is using deception, not only to get Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin into his net, but to bring the rest of America to the net of Islam. He is practicing da'wah. He's inviting the American people to Islam in a very deceptive way. And it is working. How do I know it's working? Because here we go. Pastor J.D. Greer is going back to the Good Samaritan, the parable which we already covered in the past. And he's telling his audience. Yes, indeed. He is happy to see Christians to fight for freedom of religion, for liberty in America. But he said, when Christians do that, they're only doing it for themselves. The Good Samaritan did not help himself, but he helped the wounded man who was from different ethnicity, who was from a different people group, who did not believe in the same beliefs of the Samaritan. Therefore, he comes to the conclusion, a good Christian in America should do the same. To who? To the Muslims. So in his own words, Pastor J.D. Greer said, that is what really Christ-like serves is when Omar feels like I am fighting for the blessing and the rights of his family and his rights as much as I would my own. So Pastor J.D. Greer is willing to fight for Imam Omar as if he is fighting for himself. So what are you going to do about it, Pastor Greer? Well, I'll tell you what he did about it. He actually worked so hard with the Southern Baptist Convention to allow Muslims to build mosques all over America. Yes, indeed, that is what Southern Baptists did just 2 years ago. And I wonder, what else, Pastor J.D. Greer, are you willing to do to help the Muslims here in America?
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Well, let me share with you what other liberal Baptist ministers told me in my own faith. They will stop people like me to hinder their ministry in America. By doing what? By bringing Muslim refugees in the thousands and perhaps in the millions from the Muslim world. Why? Because then they can share the gospel with them and lead them to Christ. Even though the same preachers did not lead one Muslim to Christ after ministering to them for over 10 years in their own community. I'm not talking about ministering to 10 or 20 people. I'm talking about a Baptist church who were ministering to thousands of Muslim people in Minnesota over 10 years, and they never led one Muslim to Christ. And they think I am the problem. When I go speak in Minnesota and tell the people of Minnesota the truth about the savage cult of Islam, I am hindering their ministry. So they want to get rid of people like me so they can freely bring hundreds of thousands of Muslims to America. And I challenged that Baptist preacher by asking him, do you think if you have 50,000 people in your city and instead of 10,000, will this give you a better opportunity to lead one of them to Christ? He did not have an answer. And I told them, I'm sorry to tell you, right now, you've been trying hard for years to minister to the 10,000 Muslims in your community, and you have not led one to Christ. And trust me, when the number grows to be 50,000 or the 100,000, the chance for you to even knock at their doors will be slim. If you bother them by going to tell them in their homes about Jesus, they will burn your church and they will end your life. This is exactly what Muslims will do in America when their numbers grow and they have the upper hand. So I do not know what else Pastor J.D. Greer is willing to do to fight for the right and the blessing on the family of Imam Omar Suleiman. Because in reality, Imam Omar Suleiman has no right to live in America. Especially when we know why he is here in America. He's a Muslim imam, for heaven's sake. He knows what Allah orders and commands him to do. He's practicing taqiyya, Quran 328. He pretends to be a loving, peaceful person to Pastor J.D. Greer, Pastor Kevin, and all the Christian audience in that dialogue. But in reality, he knows what he is doing. In reality, he will practice someday what he and his companions wrote in the long strategic goal for Muslim Brotherhood in North America. That is, the destruction of America and the removal of the civilization of the West of America. as they will build the Islamic State worldwide here in America, and as they will be practicing Sharia, Islamic law. That is what Imam Omar Suleiman told us, even in this forum. That's when he said, they want to have a freedom of religion. They want to be able to practice the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith and the Sunnah of Muhammad. And if just Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer and all those liberal ministers who do not know Islam, if they just know what is written in the Quran, they will do the opposite of what they are doing. They will obey the commands of the Holy Spirit for not being part of this unity with the Muslims of America, because what they are doing right now is making themselves anti-Christ. That's not my words. This is the words of the Apostle John in his second letter, verses 7 to 11. And that's not the end of it. Because guess what? Imam Omar Suleiman continued to speak, and he said the following.
Kevin, may I, on that note, I know you got a lot
of
questions.
I'm not going to tell you no, Omar. All right. It's not going to happen.
Because this is, I think, where real conversation, we've got to push it to the next level, right?
Push it to the next
level. In terms of the fight for religious freedom, and this, I think, goes right back to how we separate religion from politics, and we're more sincere in those calls. One of the reasons why I think people push back on the entire notion of religious freedom is because they see it as politics of self-interest and just a manipulative tool, not necessarily out of a sincere desire to guard the right to practice, but out of the politics of self-interest.
Imam Omar is asking, Kevin, may I? I really would like to speak a little bit more. Will you give me the permission to speak? And Pastor Kevin said, Omar, I'm not going to tell you no. Then they laughed about it. And then Imam Omar said to Kevin and the audience, I want to push this dialogue to the next level. And Pastor Kevin said, go for it. Go for the next level. Yes, indeed, America. We need to go for the next level. You see, I told you earlier, when you give Muslim an inch, they go for a mile. He got the green light from Pastor J.D. Greer to go for it all the way to the next level. And he got the blessing of the moderator to go ahead and move to the next level. What Imam Omar is talking about? Imam Omar is talking about religious freedom. He wants to separate politics from religious freedom. Who is speaking? The man who believes the only reason Allah sent them to America is to burn the last church in America. It is to burn the last synagogue in America. It is to destroy everyone who stands against his invitation to those who will become a Muslim in America. They will force the last one in America to become Muslim. Because if not, they're going to kill you. Oh, I'm just making this up. No. Learn Islam. Study the truth about the final word of Allah, that is Quran chapter 9. Read the options which Allah gave to the infidels. There's three. Number one, we're going to kill you. Number two, we're going to take your wife and your children as captives and slaves. Number three, you just repent, convert to Islam. And if you become a hypocrite, don't worry, we're going to kill you. So if you become a Muslim by name, when the right time comes, we will kill you. So in simple words, Pastor J.D. Greer is so ignorant of the ABC of Islam. He's talking to the man who would destroy the freedom of religion in America, and he is giving him the green light to continue to spread the propaganda of Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. And boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get rid of the politics. We need to be sincere about allowing the Muslims to take over America. Give me your country, Pastor J.D. Greer. Give me your church. After all, the Good Samaritan helped a man who's not from the same belief, who's not from the same religion, who's not from the same ethnicity. You see, the people around us see this dialogue meeting we have right now to be self-interest. Where did Imam Omar Suleiman hear the words self-interest? He just heard it from Pastor J.D. Greer. The Christians in America who are fighting for the freedom of religion are doing it for self-interest. Because if they're doing it to really fight for freedom of religion, they should fight for the Muslims to be able to come to America, to be able to worship freely in America. Remember, the question was given by Pastor Kevin Singer was?
Same thing to you. Muslim values, Muslim beliefs. Do you sense that the freedom to practice, to express those religious values and beliefs is under attack? What do you think about that?
Yes, indeed. The question to Imam Omar, same thing to you. What? Are Muslim values or beliefs, do you sense that the freedom to practice and express those religious values and beliefs in under attack? Are you Muslims attacked in America? You're losing your freedom? Are you losing your right to worship? Are your values and beliefs under attack in America? The question we should ask is, are there any values in Islam? Pastor Kevin, do you know what you're talking about? Did you get this question from Imam Omar? Because I'm sorry. In Islam, there's no values. Islam is a savage cult. And people like Pastor Kevin and Pastor J.D. Greer need to be educated before they sit and talk with Muslims. Because they're creating a new Islam in the West by asking such ridiculous questions. Yes, now we made for Islam values. Now we made for Islam practices. Now we made for Islam beliefs. And the poor Muslims in America are persecuted and they cannot practice their values because they are under attack. By who? Maybe by Usama Dakdok and the people on the far, far right. Because that's exactly what Imam Omar said. We need to remove you, Southern Baptists, from the people on the far right, from the people who believe in the narrow road. Why not we just go to the wide road where we all hold hands and sing Barney song? I love you, you love me, and we are a happy family. And when we do that, guess what? That is the day where you can kiss not only the Baptist Church, but the United States of America goodbye. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.